Happy Friday, everybody, and welcome back to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. It is a St. Louis Blues Colorado Avalanche Showcase special. Games are tightening up, people, but so are we, and bringing that hot content analysis and breakdowns to make sure you have everything that you need to know to stack that pocketbook. Let's get this paper and let's talk some hockey, baby.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is going on, everybody? Party people, hockey heads, and gambling degenerates alike. Welcome back to your favorite podcast, hosted by Mr. Steel Roden and your boy Big Flip Livingstone. It is the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast, and thank you for making us your first listen every single day. Monday to Friday, you can find us everywhere you find your favorite and hottest content, Apple Music, Spotify, and YouTube. So make sure you're out there showing us that love. We appreciate every single subscriber. That's not just lip service, baby. We appreciate y'all, and make sure you do not miss a single episode. Even these little, you know, amuse-bouche episodes, pal. Steel, we're going to still talk about a lot of things that you need to know for this St. Louis, Colorado game. This series is quickly becoming the series to watch, almost potentially of the whole playoff so far, Steel. It's had a little bit of everything. Now you have some of the St. Louis Blues secondary scoring starting to go. And this series quickly now has the makings of a seven-gamer. That's not a bold statement. We're going into game six tonight. 5-4 in the last game, Steel. Lots to unpack in this one, my friend. We'll still be serving up a pick of the night, lock of the night. You know we got you, baby. That's what we do. We're paying these bills. But, Steel, how about we talk about an unreal performance from one of the guys that we were saying off air. If it's not Connor McDavid, if it's not Austin Matthews, you cannot sleep on Mr. Nathan MacKinnon as one of those top-tier talents in the NHL, and that was on full display the other night.
Yeah, and finally steps up offensively in this series. And, you know, I know he had a couple, you know, he's had one assist each in games one, two, and three, still chipping in offensively, but finally getting on the score sheet and scoring some goals, getting the hat trick. The fourth one in the game for the Avalanche, just an absolute beauty, end to end, dangling everybody, toe drag up and over the arm of Ville Husso. I tuned in right at the right time because I actually had just tuned in at the tail end of that game, watching the last 10 minutes of the third and the rest of overtime as well. So I tuned in right at the perfect time. Nice. Right when I saw that happen, I stood up and I was like, "Oh my God, what did I just watch? What did I just watch?" I was freaking out, but. You're right. Like, you know, when we talked about, the series going into the second round, like a lot of people and us included, were talking about the Battle of Alberta, the Battle of Florida being the top two matchups to really look out. And to me, both of those really flopped. And it's really the New York Rangers, Carolina Hurricanes, and the Colorado Avalanche, St. Louis Blues that I've really stuck and kept my eyes out for and have really tuned into those series, because the Battle of Florida was pretty much a flop. Very disappointed, like I mentioned a couple episodes ago. But yeah, this Colorado Avalanche St. Louis Blues series is getting real tight right now. I do have the Avalanche in six, so I think it is finished this Friday. But this series has become a lot better.
Excellent point, though, about how we maybe were looking at those other series, and now all of a sudden, like I mentioned off the top, this series has a little bit of everything, including that goal from Nathan MacKinnon. Just almost beast moding down the ice and absolutely flexing his offensive muscle, something he did all season long, Steel. And, you know, dealing with injuries, COVID, you know, fight, you know, he got into a couple of fights and injured himself as well. It's just one of those seasons that he could have also easily been in the mix for the Hart Trophy conversation had he been able to play closer to the full 82 game schedule. Because taking a look at these numbers, Steel. 32 goals, 56 assists for 88 points in 65 games, you know, 300 shots on net, 5 game winning goals. This is a special player. And when you're able to watch these guys do their thing in the playoffs, it's even more special. And that was on full display the other night in game 5. I'm just downright excited to see what happens, because what I wanted to mention, credit due to a St. Louis Blues team that responded. Usually when you have this individual beast mode performance in the playoffs at the other end, it's hard to respond to. And I wanted to give you a second to talk about how that St. Louis Blues team did respond. Robert Thomas, the bottom six, Jordan Kyrou stepping up. The St. Louis Blues answered the bell in what was a do-or-die game.
Yeah, and that was the X factor I was really looking at for the St. Louis Blues, was Robert Thomas, because he was kind of a ghost in the first round against the Minnesota Wild. He was a ghost in the first four games against the Colorado Avalanche in round two right now. And finally, he steps up and gets on the score sheet. They really needed a game, this game out of him in this do-or-die situation. So, you know, getting big minutes out of Robert Thomas, big plays out of Robert Thomas right now. Hopefully he can continue that going into game six. You're getting big minutes in a big game out of Nick Leddy as well on the back end, who's filling in for Torrey Krug. Three assists in that win in game five as well. So there's a lot of situations going on right now for the St. Louis Blues. Torrey Krug out of the lineup, Jordan Binnington out of the lineup. You really don't know what's happening with Ville Husso, but look, both Husso, Leddy, Thomas have stepped up when they needed to, and they got the job done, and they're back at home for game six.
Lots to talk about still. We still have a big-time bet each coming up. This is a mini episode, but at the same time, I got to tell you about Athletic Greens. It is a delicious and nutritious scoop of 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, and probiotics. It helps you start your day right, but it can also kick off your workout in the right way. Steele and I love it before and after the gym. It helps your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, boosts your energy, helps you recover and focus, all while also helping you age with grace. What else do you need to know? Like I said, before or after the gym to start your day, whatever you need, this is what Athletic Greens does. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. With just one scoop in water every day, that's it. No need for a million different pills or supplements. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you one free year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you need to do is visit athleticgreens.com/NHL Network. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/NHL Network to take ownership of your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast your first listen every day. For your next listen, you have to check out the Locked On Now Podcast, nightly recaps of every NHL game with analysis from our local experts. You don't want to miss out. It's free and available wherever you get your podcasts, just like this podcast right here. So if you haven't yet, hit the subscribe, hit the follow button, and you'll get the latest episodes of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast. And thank you so much for tuning in to this episode right now. Let's get over to DFS selections. The one game on the schedule for Friday night, Avalanche and Blues, what we were just discussing right now. I don't know where you're looking, but to me, we both had Avalanche in six, right?
I'm pretty sure we did, steal. I may have said Avalanche in five, which obviously didn't pan out, but we were both on the Avalanche for sure.
All right. So we both on the Avalanche. You might've been five. I was definitely Avalanche in six. I don't know where you're looking at for this game for DFS selections, but you could really go with anyone. And I know that I do believe Avalanche win this in six, even if it goes to seven. I think they win this series. I just think they're way too good, and this is their year to win the Stanley Cup. But
me too.
You could really go with any top guys on either team. You know, David Perron has been absolutely stellar. Vladimir Tarasenko, even Ryan O'Reilly has been chipping in a lot more than he has in the past. But again, how can you even – it's hard to choose when you have guys on the opposition. Yeah. Nathan MacKinnon, Landeskog, Kadri, Cale Makar, Bowen Byram even on the back end has been producing up front. So there's a lot of guys out there in this game. I'm going to lean towards the Avalanche side just because I believe they're going to win this in game six. So where are your thoughts at right now?
I was actually looking at, and you know, maybe it is, you know, we can tie it into DFS, but I was just kind of going to put a little bit of a bow on talking about this game in general. And, you know, when I look at the stats from game five, the Blues had a 52-48% advantage in the faceoff dot. And I really do think this is going to be the difference again for the team that needs to win tonight in game six. I think the Avalanche need to be better on the faceoff dot, and that means I'm looking right up the middle at the entire lineup: McKinnon, Kadri, Kempfer, and Helm. Obviously, the bottom six weighs down that number, but I'm really going to look to those guys up the middle steel to step up on the faceoff dot, and those are the same guys that I'll be looking at for DFS as well. Back to Nazem Kadri, even a JT Compher for cheap. Same on the St. Louis Blues down the lineup. I think those centermen are going to be key. Robert Thomas, Braden Schenn, Tyler Bozak, if you want to get really bold with the OT winner. I don't think I'd maybe get that spicy, but that's where I'm looking, Steele, right up and down the middle, because I really do think DFS-wise for sure, but on the ice when it comes to puck possession, these centermen are really going to be the difference when it comes to the end finale of this, the total of this game.
Hey, man, you can't go wrong with Tyler Bozak. What a big goal, goal for the St. Louis
Blues.
Good for him. That was great. I was, you know, obviously I want the Avalanche to win just because I had them in my pool or in my bracket. And I think they have a really good chance of winning the Stanley Cup this year. But again, super excited for Tyler Bozak. I got very cheerful when he scored that goal. You could see the excitement on his face.
Good for him.
And, you know, good for you for sticking with the Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast and with our bets and where you should place those bets. Our betonline.net. Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports development, including this year's NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball scores, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sport wagering information, from live betting to the playoffs to esports and many, many more. So head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and actions. Bet online, where the game starts. Thank you for making the Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast your first listen every day. Don't forget, we are free and available wherever you get your podcasts, which also includes YouTube. So hit the subscribe, hit the follow button. Flip and I appreciate all the love and support out there. And real quick, before we wrap this episode up, we got to let everyone know about our big time bets, our lock of the night. I don't know about you, but I actually have two picks for tonight's game.
Me too.
Ooh. Okay.
That's right.
I'll throw it over to you then. I'm excited. Are is you it a sure? parlay
because
or is it two
picks? I think I want to hear your picks first this time, Steele.
Okay, fine. I'll start us off.
Thank you.
I have to
hit me
over
with
to
one.
You a
we'll
times.
Go 1-1-1-1.
All right. I'll start with my first pick, not
Thank
my lock of the night.
Thank you.
The Nate Dog.
I was going to say Nick Leddy too. No,
okay. Nick Leddy, anytime assist? Anytime.
The Nate Dog?
No. The Nate Dog. Nathan MacKinnon.
Yep.
He's stepping up big time for game six. I feel it.
Again.
Look, this was the player that I really thought needed to be an X factor in this series.
And he has been.
He wasn't as much as an X factor in the first three games. He did chip in, you know, with an apple here and there. But it was Landeskog. It was Kadri. Mm. It was Makar. Or not really Makar. But it was, you know, it was Landeskog, Kadri, those guys. He steps up big in game five. Obviously, they weren't able to get the win. But nonetheless, anytime goal from Nathan MacKinnon in game six, he's going to have a big night. I feel it. And I'll throw it over to you.
I'm talking player props have been what we're and where we've made our money this year, Steele, I would say most consistently. And because of that, I'm taking a look at a player in Mikko Rantanen that has a great odd for an anytime assist. This guy is going to be in the mix. I don't know if it's going to be a multiple point game, but I'm confident in it. He buries at least one apple tonight. Mikko Rantanen, anytime assist. That's my first pick, Steele. And I'm also feeling the over in tonight's game. That's my lock of the night. It might sit at 6. We might probably be at 6.5. This is an elimination game, and I can't believe I'm saying this, which is obviously a bold move. But from what I've seen from both goaltenders, and if we're realistic, Darcy Kemper has not been good either. Just barely good enough, and that's a testament to how good the Colorado Avalanche have been in front of him. We know the St. Louis Blues have had their troubles. The over feels like the move here. So lock of the night, baby. And that makes me feel nice with a ranting in a player prop on the side. Give me the over 6.5. That's my lock of the night in this one, Steele.
Hey, it makes me feel nice too, because that pick goes hand in hand with my pick. So if Rantanen is getting an anytime assist, I'm hoping he's feeding the Nate dog and he gets the anytime goal. But for my lock of the night, I'm keeping it very simple. I had the Avalanche in six. I believe they win this on the road. I've got the Avalanche on the money line against the St. Louis Blues for my lock of the night.
Love it, pal. Also, I will throw this out quickly to wrap this bad boy up. Mikko Rantanen, game one, assist. Game two, assist. Game three, two assists. Game four, no assists, but bounces back last time with an assist. You know where I'm going here, Steele. I'm feeling this for us both, pal. Let's get this paper.
Hey, pencil it in, lock it in. We say it every time. Put the money down, and you'll make some money in return. Flip and I have been really hot so far in these playoffs. The player props have actually been hitting almost every single night. So don't just tune those out. Keep looking at different player props, and you'll get some great odds. So
tap in.
Again, pencil it in, lock it in. My lock of the night, Avalanche on the money line against the Blues. Flips lock of the night, the over in the Avalanche and Blues game. Definitely keep an eye on that, because it could be six. It could be 6.5. But either way, I agree with Flip. This could be a very high scoring game because the goalies have not been great. With that being said, thank you so much for tuning into the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast, making it your first listen every day. Now make your second listen, Locked On NHL. From the first round matchups to each Stanley Cup kiss, Locked On NHL covers the playoffs like no other. Hear the latest news and opinions from local experts every Monday through Friday. And you can find this podcast every Monday through Friday as well, 7 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. You don't want to miss out. Make sure you hit the subscribe and the follow button. Flip and I appreciate all the love and support out there. Thank you so much for tuning in for today's episode with Flip and I. Have a great day. Good luck with all your bets out there. And we shall see you back here again on Monday.
Peace.